Were you busy dealing with the person who wants a mushkin from a ship? Correct? He's mitpale al hashkofa scho zu. He's astounded by people that have this hashkofa. And he's going to explain, what did he say? Seven things that's he's going to pick apart this kat hamashkinim es Hashem. They want a mashkin from Hashem. They want guarantees that they're going to get paid. If Hashem will give them everything they need, then they'll start thinking about being over Hashem. That's this group of people that obviously widespread because we spent the whole chapter dealing with them. So it must be something that's fairly common. Okay. So the first problem we had with them is that even somebody who was hired to work for somebody doesn't take a mushkin from the person who he's working for, for his salary. He hasn't done any work yet. And Kol Shekein and Eved. And Eved's not going to start working for his master until the master, what, promises him that he'll what? That he'll give him what he owes him. He doesn't owe him anything. He's already paid for it. So that's the first mistake that these people make. So that's us. Avodim. We want Hashem to take care of everything. Hashem doesn't owe you anything. Shkoyach. Vapircha Shnia. Tof Aleph. Sharekol Mishum Avakesh Mechavei Remashkan. Yesh lemashkin shir ugvul. Ve'etem legoid lachoy. Somebody lends you $100,000, you don't take a mashkin worth $1 million. The mashkin has to be relevant to the loan. The bank comes to you, you want to borrow from the bank. The bank doesn't, the bank values your property and they'll see, they'll give you a loan depending on the value of your property. If your property is worth 10 cents, they're not going to give you $1 million. If your property is worth $100,000, they're not going to, and you want $100 for the bank. They're not going to mashkin a $50,000. It's got to be relative. Verstehst? Okay. Aber balashkof zuara ain't sof the mashu mevakesh. This guy that wants a mashkin from Hashem, he's asking for everything. There's no limit to what he's asking for. Sha'ein hu yodea kama mazon u'moisoros yaspik u'leponoso u'leponosos b'nei beisad yomoisom. He has no idea how much he needs in order to provide for his family, his children, his wife, at sof olam, until he dies. How much do you need? Come to today, tell me, give me a cheshbon quickly. How much do you need to support your family, your children, your grandchildren? At sof olam, kama ta tzarich. Well, most people throw in the grandkids as well. 10 million without them done.
Each kid.
No, no, 1 second. Whoa, 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 whoa. What are we doing here, guys? Just 1 second. God forbid, suddenly something happens this afternoon and somebody needs a medical treatment that's not covered by Kupat Chulim, and you have to fly to America. You didn't finish on that end, did you? No, fine. That's what I'm saying. And who knows what could be with interest rates? And who knows what the cost of living? And who knows what could? And who knows what could be? Could be your 10 million. I'm not going to look so interesting in 2 or 3 years' time. So you'd want a bit more. So you're not from this group. You see, that's the problem. I see. I've activated your Yates of Horrors very well. Just talk a bit of money and suddenly you've got everyone's attention. But even if he'll have $1 billion, then it'll be more than enough for him and his family to live on forever and ever. It's still not going to be enough. Because he doesn't know, he might live forever. He doesn't know how he's going to live for. Idiocy that he wants us. שאין לה משהו מבקש לו סוף ולא שיעור, ובין כך לא ישיג אותו אף פעם. You'll never have enough. You'll have a billion, I promise you it won't be enough, you'll need more. זה הטבע של בן אדם. I promise you now, I'll give you $1 billion, it won't be enough. At the beginning it'll be great. Assume you don't go out of your mind. Most people that get that much money, suddenly they lose their minds. It won't be enough, I promise you. After 6 months, you'll be back at work trying to make more. Guaranteed. I don't know about the lottery winners. I'm talking about me. I'm not a lottery winner. I know about me. Give me $1 billion. It'll be wonderful for a while. But eventually, it won't be enough. Because Yeshmana, Reitze, Mosayim. There's no limit to how far Taiva can go. Especially when it's linked to Gaiva. You see, right now, the money you want is a Taiva problem. You want the money because you want things. Eventually, you have enough money for the things. And then the money comes a Gaiva problem. You want the money for the Gaiva. And there's no limit to Gaiva. Look at yourself. Don't ask me. Check yourself out. See, huh?
I'll take the billion.
Okay. All right. Okay. You're cleverer than the Torah. Beside it, you're not better than the Torah. No, the Torah says if you have $1 billion, you'll want $2 billion. That teva shel ben adam. You can't fight your teva.
Sure you can. That's what we did this whole workshop. It's fighting our teva.
We're not fighting our teva. That's not what we're trying to do. Sorry. No, we're trying to fight our teva. You fight your teva, you're going to lose. On the spot, you're gone. We're trying slowly, slowly to build some muscles in betochen. We're not trying to fight our teva. You have to fight your teva. I can't help you. No, it's not. That's because you've been listening to too many mashgichim. That's why they must take all the mashgichim and drive them out of the yeshivas. Because that's it, fighting your... No. Hashem didn't come here to fight with us. Hashem loves us, he cares for us, he wants what's best for us. He gave us tzav gilim, he gave us exercises to do, to build emuna, to build up. We're not fighting anything. You fight. Can't fight your teva. Teva is who you are, that's what it is, okay? There's certain things you'll change here and there, a little bit along the way. I'll fight your sheva. Can't ask somebody to break his teva. Kach kibalti mi Rebbe Shili, b'shem Maksim Chavasserman, b'shem Dan Drosnes. You can't break your teva. They're not fair. You can't. They're not Torah. There might be some other religion that has those musogim. They're not kosher alone. Not going to fight anything. But you slowly, slowly become a better person by improving, by taking steps, slow steps, careful steps.
And that's going into, that's fighting your teva.
It's not fighting your teva. Why are you fighting?
I'm fighting. That's changing. Changing.
But why am I fighting? For sure, I want to be better. Why do I have to fight? Where's the fight coming to it? I'm not fighting anything. I'm not at war with anybody. I mean,
changing
for sure. Changing, yes. Yeah. Slowly, slowly.
Changing going ever.
Slowly, slowly. Building a few muscles that helps you to live a better life. For sure, yeah. I'm fighting. I don't know what that is. I mean, lo yodaya. I told you, you've been in yeshiva too long. That's the bayam. Shvira sateva. Mazikashur to me. Again, Mazekashur to me, Shvira Sayetzi will shobe me before I shobe him. Time and time again. Look at yourself. Don't bring me from what it says. Yeah. Sharet Precious. Beseda, Mazekashur for Sharet Precious. I haven't got out of the data. No, come on. We're trying to be real here. Shvira Sayetzi. The way you break your Yetzi, slowly, slowly, slowly. You're improving yourself one small step at a time. You're going to go to war against your Yetzer? The Gemara says you can't. The Gemara says you can't beat him. So why would you go to war against him? There's a war, for sure there's a war going on. Well, the way you fight the war is not to fight it. Who gets into the ring with a Yetzer? But we're talking about something else here. We're talking about breaking your teva. I'm trying to break anything. I'm not trying to fight anything. I'm trying to become a more Baal B'tochen by doing Targilim, by learning the sugya, by working on it, okay, from this angle, that little war fighting. If fighting it works for you, again, I'm not going to stop you. If the way you become a better Baal B'tochen is by fighting, I don't mind. Well, it doesn't work for me. I don't see anywhere where anybody says I have to fight anything. So I need no more kind of fight.
If you was correct, wow,
correct. You have to use your teva. Correct. First, you have to know it and understand it, and get to understand it and know it, and then get to know him and see. And then slowly, slowly, you work on yourself. Is Hashem a Rosh Yeshiva or a Mashgiach? Just tell me. No, he's a Rosh Yeshiva. He's not going around telling you how bad you are and what's wrong with you and your fanta boom. The Lord comes. The Kodesh Baruch is not interested in you failing. He wants you to be successful. Yeah, he shechts himself in order to help another person grow and learn. Yeah? But he wants you to be matzliach. He wants you to be successful, Kodesh Baruch. He's not trying to make you fall. All right. Ubein kach lo yasigoto af pam. That means, even if it's correct to ask for a mashkin, you're wasting your time because your mashkin will never be big enough for you. So that's the second kasha that we have on the Baal mashkin. Tapir hashlishishi. Shalakach mashkin mechaveire. Eino oisaz vais el imulo chayv lechaveire mekoidim shum chiyuv. Shum choyv. I lend you money, so I want a mashkin from you, yeah? But I owe you more money than you just borrowed from me. So why would I take a mashkin from you? You only take a mashkin when you don't have a claim against me. You're borrowing money from me, I want a mashkin. You have no tainas against me, I don't owe you anything. I'm lending you money and I want a mashkin. But if I owe you money as well, so then why would I take a mashkin? You tell me. You owe me. Pay me back first. Then we'll talk about a mashkin. They're asking for a mashkin. Yeah, take it out of what I owe you. What you owe me. Kirak az yesh lo aschut lemashkin es chaveri. Then you have a right to mashkin your chaveri. Aval imu chayv lo chaveri mikoidem lo chayn chayvus. We are there she yesh lo chaveri negdoi tvias tzodekes. He knows his friend's got very valid, just claims against him. I don't know if I can have a mashkin, but if he didn't ask for a mashkin, but if he can have a right to the tetlo mashkin, mirtzoyna atov, even if he wants to give you a mashkin, lo nochem mitzino, lo kalum, and it's a mashkin. It's not correct for you to take a mashkin from your friend when you owe him more than you're lending him. You're in debt. You want a mashkin? Well, I'm going to have a lot of Adam Levakish mashkin, but man shu chayv lo chayv as koidmim. If you can't take a mashkin from somebody, your friend, who you owed something to, so then kol shekhen you can't take from a kodesh baruch hu. A boy bezman shu chayv lo chayvus vaday. For sure, we have chayvus to Hashem. That's not a question. When we agree, we admit them. Shem rabim kol kach, and they are many, many, many. Listen to this. The Chovas Lov picks on this Nakuda all the way through. Imagine, use your dimin a little bit. Get together all the Maisim Toivim of everybody that ever lived. From Adam Arishon Ada Yomazeh, all the Maisim Toivim that everybody ever did. Be Skufo Tamlus Chusa, and we'll move them into your bank account of Skriyot. That's a lot of Skriyot, yeah? All Avram's Maisim Tovim, Yitzhak's Maisim Tovim, Yaakov's Maisim Tovim, Moshe Aaron, all the Shvatim, Nevim, Melochim, Amoroim, Tanoi, Kola Maisim Tovim, so call Yisrael. And then put them all in your bank account, yeah? Lo yaspiku lo kulam l'shalem avu achas ha-tovus ha-rabu sheberimek. It's not enough to pay for even one of the chasadim that Hashem does for you, and we don't get there. We don't, one second. We don't get that. No, he's not exaggerating. The Rishon doesn't exaggerate. He's a halacha sefer. No, it's a halacha sefer. And he says it's in many places in different ways. You don't have enough good. There's not enough good in the world to pay back Hashem for the smallest chesed he did for you. Your baby toenail is a chesed. For sure it's a chesed. There's not enough good in the world to pay back Hashem just for that. We don't get it. We don't understand it. We don't understand why's what. No, why's. Drop why's out of the planet. They don't deal with why's. That's what is. Now we have to. Oh, what does it mean? We don't get that. We don't understand. A lot of Stevenson. Yeah, fine. So I'll pay back Hashem with 2 months of fasting or 2 months of tefillin. I'll be able to cover that. No, you won't. From Avram, from Adam, all the way down to today, all the toiv can't pay for that. We don't get it. Has someone got an answer for this? For sure. Can someone answer this kasha? For sure. So I'll trust them that whatever they answer will work for me and I'll go weiter. But the Chovas HaLevavos is not lying, eh? Not a kasha. I don't understand how the smallest good that Hashem does for me, my baby toenail, it could be smaller chesedim. I'm just using that for now because it's like a nothing chesed. Yeah, it's a chesed for sure. Like you said, you don't have a toenail, it's a bit sore, whatever. Well, you survive. It's not going to, you're going to, whatever. All the good that ever was in the world can't pay for that. You get that?
No.
So that's the kasha. I just don't understand it. Is there somebody out there that does understand it, that's dealt with this and answered this kasha? Yes, I'll rely on them in the meantime. I'm trying to find ways to be involved with Dolphin. So I don't get it, but I know that I'm seriously indebted to Hashem, and therefore I don't ask him for a mashkin, because how can you ask someone for a mashkin when you owe him so much? How much do you owe him? Well, you can't pay him back ever. For what you, I mean, for the smallest thing he's done for you. And then throwing all the big things he does for you, putting all the chesedim together. The debt is radical, and I want to be indebted. I'm trying to find ways to feel more and more indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Point.
Given Shekane Ain Oz Ponim Ze Ainu mit Bayesh Lavakesh Mea Boris Yitele Mirosh Toivus Gedoilois. Ech Oz Ponim, how can you be so chutzpidik, so unembarrassed to ask for Kodesh Baruch Hu to give you an advance? All these Toivus, you want an advance, you want a mashkin. No, he's a fairish and also call, in addition to everything else he's done for you and he's doing for you. It's going to become even harder for you to pay back the debt you have to Hashem now. He may not even be able to ever keep that promise that he promises Hashem, I'll serve you when you pay me. He may not be able to do that. His life's going to end before he has a time to pay back the debt. That for sure is going to happen. That's the problem here. You want from Hashem up front, then you'll do what he wants. A couple of problems with that. First of all, who are you to ask for more when you're so in debt? And second of all, who says you're going to pay back the debt that you have already? So why are you asking for a mashkin? You have to find yourself in all of this. No, it's not philosophy. You have to find yourself here. ואחד החסידים שאל פעם בני אדום, האם זה אפשרי שהבוירה ידרוש מכם היום למעלה תפקידים שיתהיה מחובים למעלה מחה, ושתהיה מחובים למעלה בעוד שנה, בעוד כמה שנים? What's his kasha? Is it possible that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will demand from you today to fulfill תפקידים? Jobs, whatever, to do things that you're going to be mechayev to do tomorrow. And that you'll be mechayev to fulfill another year, many, many years. What's the question? Can Hashem ask you to do something today, tomorrow? No, of course not. Because who says you'll be here tomorrow? No, he wants you to do it tomorrow. Today, I don't want you to do it. I want you to do it tomorrow. Please, tomorrow, will you go do this and this and this? You promise you'll do it? Forget about Hashem. I'll come to you and say, will you please tomorrow do this and this and this?
Right.
So you'll tell me, that's Hashem if I'm, yeah, whatever. But I don't know. I can't promise that I'll do it for sure. Because you said, I'll be here tomorrow. But who knows where I'll be tomorrow? What'll happen? Who knows what's going to be? You went into Simchas Torah with all plans for Motzei Shabbos and for the Bein of Manim, and Hashem changed the world a little bit. Chuck, you didn't even know what was happening, and then suddenly all your plans went. How many guys went to bed at night and woke up the next morning not in their beds? They were in a hospital bed, Rahman al-Islam. Now, Hashem can't ask you to do something today, tomorrow, or in 10 years, or in 15 years. So the answer is, who says, well, I don't know where I'll be in those days. Who says tomorrow I'll be chayv this tafkid? How can you ask me to do now something in the future? I don't know what's going to be in the future. Each moment a person has a unique thing that he has to take care of. Only when that zman arrives that you chayv. You take a lulav today. For sure you chayv lulav. Everybody is chayv in the lulav, yeah? No, take a lulav today. I'm not hyped to take a lulav today. When Sukkot comes, I'll take a lulav. But let's to take a lulav now. When Sukkot comes, we'll see if there'll be lulavim. There'll be a shroigim. I'll still be around. I'll have hands. Who knows what it'll be? I'm not having me today to do something tomorrow. Who knows what it'll be tomorrow? L'kol zman erenik v'lanu tafkid miyusam. Each moment, oysa maisa breshis tomid b'chol yoim. Every moment, Hashem is making a new maisa breshis. And in that moment, you have to do what you have to do. So that was the kasha, and that was the terek that the people gave the chosid. So he said to them, "Lukashem shenikva lakol zman uzman tafkid musiam." Just like this, there's decreed. Each moment has its unique purpose. Every shmona esrei, you know that. Fisher Time says, "I'm it's frightening thing, not frightening, unbelievable thing." Each shmona esrei that every Jew ever davens from Adam Rishon all the way down is never the same. You're saying the same words, the same story. It's not being the same thing. Your Shmon Esrei, my Shmon Esrei, not pushing the same buttons into Shemayim. And your Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv today don't look anything like your Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv yesterday or tomorrow. Each tefillah that the ancients necessarily they designed, that's what Tuba Nevi'im says, making the tefillahs. Each tefillah has a unique impact on the higher world, depending on the day, the time, the area, where you're davening, what you're davening. You think you're davening yet today because this is where you chose to daven? No, you have to be in this place, pushing these buttons that are doing those things, and you'll never do those again. That's gone afterwards. You're trying to write the Shmoneh Esrei up there. When they wanted to add or Mal Shinim, they couldn't find anybody to write the tefillah. Look at the tefillah. It's a fairly straightforward tefillah, no? Well, how hard is it? I'm sure there are plenty of Gedoli Sol today that could lock up a tefillah like that. No, they couldn't find it. They couldn't find it until Shmuel HaKotan came and he knew how to do it. What did he know how to do? That's what the Nefesh HaKotan is telling you. That tefillah had to be designed in such a way that the letters were put together, whatever, that they... They do whatever has to be done up there. I don't understand these things, but they must look at tooth. So every moment has a specific tafkid. Kach gam iftiach lachem abayis baruch kol zman uzman ponosim yusem mesuyemes. Therefore, every moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised you that you'll have panosa depending on circumstances. More, less, struggles, nishtainas, difficulties, rafchas. Each moment. Hashem shabayir einu dorish michem lamale tafkid sheterem miyiz manoi. Some of the Hashem doesn't ask you to do tomorrow's obligations today. If you have to be embarrassed, why are you asking for panos whose time hasn't come? I have a friend. I'm embarrassed to call him a friend, but he's a friend who will never make his shtadlis to pay back a loan until the day that the loan is due. Because why would Hashem give me the money the day before? Somebody else needs it. I don't need it today. I need it tomorrow. So tomorrow, he'll start looking for the money that is to pay back the loan. And he's never defaulted on a loan, never. A guy like that will never default on it. Always get what he wants. Always get what he wants. You know why? If he'll have the money in his hand the day before, he'll lend it to somebody else. Just make sure you give it back to me tomorrow, because tomorrow I have to pay back. Why? Because I don't need it today. So why should I make effort to get it today? He lives his life like this. You want to meet him? I'll take you. You can go meet him. Some of you even know. That's how he lives his life. Don't ask me. I don't like being around him. I start making stupid decisions when I'm around him because I'm not holding them. I have to pay back a loan 2 months before. I'm already not sleeping at night. How am I going to pay it back? He learns morning Seder until 1 o'clock and then he has to pay back the loan by skills. He goes and makes his note, whatever he pays. Never, ever defaulted. Never. Sometimes you have to take a loan for yeshiva. Sometimes that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants the guy who's lending the money to have a school. Sometimes, I don't know what. Why did Risaka May, who promised a year he could take the lottery ticket, he'll have enough money to pay for a daughter's wedding? Why was he running around all over the world fundraising and whatever? He could have also just taken a lottery ticket. Because the Baal B'Tochen doesn't take lottery tickets. The Baal B'Tochen understands you make your studies, you work, you do what you have to do. David HaMelech was the biggest Baal B'Tochen, he went to war. Hizkiyahu HaMelech was the lowest Baal B'Tochen, he went to sleep. And the result was exactly the same. Hashem took care of both of them. We think that the less ishtadlis you make, the bigger the tzaddik you are. Not always true. Be involved. You have to be doing what you're doing. Who knows what Kosh Bocha wants from you? But we don't do trick him and shtick him and lottery tickets because Baal B'Tochen doesn't do things like that because that's not called ishtadlis. Why pay back the loan early? Somebody else could use the money now. I don't have to pay back the loan to tomorrow. My chiyuv is tomorrow. I don't have a chiyuv today. So let somebody else use the money today. Someone else can benefit from it. Huh? But I don't know that. That's his problem. I don't know. Back tomorrow. I'll pay back tomorrow. Today, I don't have a chiv to pay back the money. So let the money. Let me get some. I don't know. You can ask him what his cheshbonos are. Face this. I tell you a story. I could write a book about this guy with miracles. I will, you have to make your study. You get on the plane. He goes fundraising. He does what he has to do. Who knows why he's fundraising? He was once in a certain country that most of us don't travel to and heard about a Jew that was in prison. And he got the guy out of prison. Why did he go fundraising? For the money, Hashem could give him the money. Yeah, Hashem wanted him in this country so he'd get this guy out of prison. You know why you're doing what you're doing? Does the person know why all the Chinese in the world exist just for him? Every Chinaman in the world exists just for you. You know that? You understand that? No. So why do you have to understand everything? The Gadol Midai Bishvileinu. I'll go back to our subject. If I don't have a chiv today, it's only tomorrow. Today I don't have to worry about it. Today I have to do it. My chiv is today. Tomorrow I do tomorrow's chiv if I'm still around. And if I'm not around, I won't do that. You can't live like this. Don't tell me you live like this. No one here is living like this. But it's something to be thinking about. He's running in the background that when he's not making plans and I'm going to do this and you're worrying and you're dieting about what's going to be tomorrow, 1 second, you're preparing a world that may not be yours. At least have a fleeting thought that maybe I'm doing something here that's a little bit off the door. Sometimes you need to plan. You know, again, there's a lot of why do you want panosa today when you don't need it today? You've got panosa for today. So what about tomorrow? If he'll keep you alive tomorrow, he'll give you what you need tomorrow. We don't live like that. We shouldn't live like that. That's not who we are. We're not holding there. But the theory is a theory. Why are you asking for Hashem for panosa for the years? Who says you'll be around for that? You're asking Hashem for panosa for children that haven't even been born yet. When you have enough money, you'll get married. People do that, yeah? They won't get married until they've got enough money to get married. What are you talking about? Are you mad? Who says you never get married? How many people worked and worked and worked? They're 35 and they still don't have enough money to get married?
I think trouble with this concept. Those big amounts are at first before you should pray that you don't get sick. You pray proactively, you don't get sick. Be grateful you don't have this and that you need that. Why should you pray? You don't get sick. Wait till you get sick and then pray. Why is it different? Why is it different? Why should you be able to pray if you have healthy grandchildren or grandchildren who don't struggle with this?
Sure. Sure, you should. If you have that, why should you?
Because you have aspirations of one day.
Hey, we're not talking about davening. Who said it's about davening? He's telling me anyway, davening. I'm demanding from Hashem that until he does this and this and this, I need laws does. We're not talking about you. We're talking about this person that we're talking about here in the Chayim Son of Ovis. He's a Baal Mashkin. He wants promises from Hashem that he'll have everything he needs before he starts serving Hashem. You're serving Hashem already. You have grandchildren. You want your grandchildren? But only where they're going to be mistaken. We daven for them, for sure, daven for them. Who asked you not to? One question, why is that a statement to what you said? I don't understand. You're going to Hashem and telling Hashem, listen, right now, I don't have enough to live on for more than a month. But that's not enough for me. I need to know that my panos is taken care of. Then I'll sit and I'll start working and I'll be over you. That's what we're talking about. So someone wants a mashkin from Hashem. That means that your children should, your grandchildren should be healthy. Why is that asking for a mashkin from Hashem? It's asking Hashem. May it be your rotzen, Hashem, that my grandchildren are healthy. I want your rotzon to be that my children should be healthy. For sure. But I'm not demanding from Hashem that if you don't give it to me, then I'm not going to do, then I'm not serving you. The mashkin is I'm not lending you the money if I don't get surety. I don't have a guarantee. Who's asking for a guarantee? And if Hashem comes back and says to you, I'm sorry, your grandchildren are not going to be healthy, you tell him, okay, well, then I'm out of here. I've heard about this Christianity thing. There, you can do what you want. I'm off there. No, not demanding, and you're not asking for a mashkin. You're not asking for a guarantee that you'll get whatever you want.
You make conditions for this.
And the Rechonis of Abba felt it necessary to write a whole chapter because there's people up there that have this. If you look inside yourself, you'll find bits and pieces of this floating around as well. I promise you. If you don't, look again.